Part 2.
Undoubtedly, my greatest pleasure is being able to enter the underground pits and see the soldiers. It's so strange to see them standing there in columns, all dressed and ready for battle. They were made to look as real as possible, and are as tall as most soldiers today. In the half-light, it's easy to imagine that they are a real army. The warriors carry weapons and wear different uniforms depending on their position in the army. The uniforms were painted many different colors: red, blue, green, yellow, brown. Each soldier has a different facial expression, and there are many different hairstyles and types of caps. Constructing over 7,400 warriors was the most extraordinary achievement. All the soldiers were built using the same methods. The legs were made of solid clay. However, the other body parts were all made separately and were hollow inside. The different parts were then glued together. The ears, nose, hair, and other facial features were then made and glued on. Another interesting fact: the name of the man who made each soldier is inscribed somewhere on the warrior. Every time I see one of these names, I think of the men who made these figures over 2,000 years ago. They must have been very proud. I am only here for 6 weeks before I return home, but I too feel so proud to be connected in some small way with Qin Shi Huang's great army.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。